Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you turn setbacks into comebacks? We all face disappointments in life, but how many of us willingly go into situations where someone or a program, an organization or a business is at its lowest point to turn things around for good? Well, our guest today is one of those. There's a redemptive, hopeful tone when it hits a chord in our hearts. Today's show includes a rare interview. It's entitled Life Lessons from a Turnaround Specialist, a two-part special featuring Coach June Jones. Now, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know the Lord, you might know about Him, but you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps this is a connection point for you through the testimony, the story, the lessons of Coach June Jones. Perhaps through that, you will be brought to the Lord. And that's our hope, that you would know and experience the love of Jesus Christ. Whatever you face, whatever you're going through at this very time in your life, that this might be that pristine moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus. And if you're walking with the Lord or doing your best to do that, we hope that this program will be an encouragement and an inspiration to you. Of course, we know the Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again. And today, the living Christ ministers to the stories of His faithful ones who lived their lives for Him. And we can see the evidence of His grace in and through them. In 2012, the Southern Methodist University Mustangs became Hawaii Bowl champs after winning big over Fresno State, 43-10. After 4 seasons at the helm of the SMU football program, Coach June Jones has proven again that he is a master architect in building and rebuilding football programs. In 2008, June Jones took over an SMU program that had not been to a bowl game in nearly a quarter century. Despite its rich tradition, SMU had struggled since the early 1980s and the days of the Pony Express. Football fans will know about Eric Dickerson, who had a stellar career there at SMU, came up third in the Heisman Trophy race that year behind the likes of Herschel Walker and John Elway, and had an outstanding career as an all-pro running back for the Los Angeles Rams. Well, June Jones and the Mustangs changed all that in 2009, snapping a 25-year bowl drought, claiming a Sheraton Hawaii Bowl championship. A winner of 3 National Coach of the Year awards in his career, he was named Conference USA Coach of the Year by the Sporting News in 2009, marking the 4th Conference Coach of the Year award for Jones in his 11 seasons as head coach. In 2010, SMU made its first appearance in the Conference USA championship game, earning its 2nd straight Conference USA Western Division title. And in 2011, that season produced another 8 wins and a BBVA Compass Bowl championship. Now, Coach Jones is beloved not only in SMU, at SMU, but he is beloved in Hawaii because he came to SMU only after 9 years of coaching here in Hawaii, where he took a despairing Warrior football program and built it into one of the most exciting and competitive football squads in the country. He led his Hawaii teams to 76 wins, the most by any Hawaii coach, 2 Western Athletic Conference championships, and 6 bowl game appearances. He catapulted the Warrior program into the national rankings in his 9 seasons, with Hawaii ranking in the top 40 in 7 of his 9 years, including a top 10 ranking in 2007. Before joining the Warriors in 1999, Coach Jones enjoyed a 12-year coaching career in the NFL, including a head coaching stop in Atlanta and San Diego, and with the Falcons, he guided the team that he once played for to a playoff wild card berth. He's originally from Portland, Oregon. He graduated from New York State Regents College after playing quarterback at Oregon, Hawaii, and Portland State, and went on to play professionally for the Atlanta Falcons of the NFL and the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League. We best remember him in these islands for the 12-0 season. 12-0 undefeated season where they ended up, the Warriors ended up at the BCS Championship there at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Coach Jones is joining us by phone. I'm in studio in this recording with Pastor Norman Nakanishi, the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. Enjoy this interview with Coach Jones and Pastor Norman. It's a blessing to be with you today. One of those rare privileges that an athlete, a young athlete, an aspiring somebody that's dreamt about being around greatness, being around athletes and coaches. We're here having the privilege to be with you today. Myself and Pastor Norman Nakanishi here at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. Coach, where did you grow up?
Well, originally from Portland, Oregon. I grew up there and never really left the state until I came to visit Hawaii my junior year in high school to play in the HIC Invitational at Christmas. And that was the first time I think I ever left the 100 miles outside of Portland, and that kind of changed my life. That trip changed both Artie Wilson's and my life. Still call Portland where we grew up, but we call Hawaii our home.
You know, that's one of the things I think that has really endeared the people of Hawaii with you. I mean, so much of it is unspoken. It's a feeling. It's an intimacy that is felt, a relatability. Who would you say, Coach, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, in my growing up years, I was a sports junkie. I had, each sport. I had my favorite players, and I've been fortunate enough to meet the guys that I wanted to be like in all the sports. John Brody was who I watched growing up on the West Coast, playing at the San Francisco 49ers. And then Frank Robinson was with the Baltimore Orioles at that time, and he was my idol in baseball. And in basketball, it was Walt Frazier with the New York Knicks. And so I was kind of a sports junkie. And as a young kid, and the same thing happens now, young kids watch and look and see how those people carry themselves. And I think, as a 6, 7, 8, 9 year old kid, I just dreamt that I was going to play one day in professional sports, and I wanted to be like those guys. And, you know, I was lucky enough that I had a dream and I was able to accomplish what I set out to do. And, you know, that's kind of those people had the most influence on me as a athlete, parent. My parents probably influenced me more than anything. I was lucky to have a mother that really did everything. I mean, for me, basically. I realize now how spoiled I was by her willingness to do, you know, come pick me up at school when it was raining, those kind of things. My dad, you know, my mom were involved in pretty much everything from Little League to Pop Warner to high school. So I as I look back at my life, I think those my parents had the biggest influence on the type of person I am and formed the personalities and all the traits that I have as an adult. I think those people that I just mentioned probably had the biggest influence.
Hey, Coach, we miss you over here.
Yeah, that's normal.
And then God, he came into your life. How did you become a Christian?
Well, through all that, when I was right as I was turning 17, 16 to 17, I had attended a Fellowship of Christian Athletic Conference. And that was the first introduction from a sports kind of angle to introduction to Christ. I had gone to a church. My parents took me to a Presbyterian church as I grew up. But if I would say now, as I look back on it, I would say that it was not a church that was alive, and that like Grace Bible, for example, where when you leave, I mean, you get it's emotional, and it's I mean, I never had those feelings at that church. And so when I went and when I was 16, I went. Artie Wilson's mother just grabbed me and says, "You're coming with me." And so I went to a Pentecostal church for 2 or 3 years there, and that was the first time that I really think that I had I felt the power of God in my life. And I didn't really know, because Pentecostals believe a different thing, I really didn't know how to become a Christian until I went to that Fellowship of Christian Athlete Camp where I prayed a prayer and asked God into my life. And I think that 16-year-old summer, going to be a junior in high school, 17-year-old, that's when I learned that there's more to life than just being successful at what you do, and that it is, you know, the reason we're here is because of what Christ has done for us, and that's our only job is to spread the word.
Coach, to be clear, this was a black Pentecostal church. I have heard it, you know, because Artie comes and he always sits in the second row with that crew-cut afro that everybody notices. You were the only white guy in a black Pentecostal church, is that correct?
That's correct. I was the only.
Astounding.
And I have quite a few stories from that, but it was one of the life-changing moments.
That's
for
amazing.
Me, was going to the Williams Temple Church of God in Christ in Portland, Oregon.
That's Coach June Jones spending some time via telephone with Pastor Norman Nakanishi and myself. And we wanted to share that conversation with you as Coach Jones talks about his upbringing, who influenced him most in his growing up years, and how he became a Christian. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear more from Coach June Jones about what difference Christ has made in his life. Things like, how do you take a program that's really downtrodden and then begin to turn it around? How do you see a vision for that? How do you take players even who are down in the dumps because of some mistakes they've made, poor decisions? and give them another chance, a second, third chance, and then see their lives grow and develop. You know, as you hear him, there's a redemptive quality in the tone of his voice. He's affecting lives, literally hundreds of thousands of lives in Dallas, Texas right now while they're in Texas as coach of SMU, Southern Methodist University. We're going to come back. We're going to hear more from him. This is a part one of a two-part special with Coach June Jones. You'll hear some things almost behind the scenes things as to how his mind works, why he does the things that he does, what motivates him. I think there will be a number of important facets of the program that would enrich your life as you hear him. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In 1998, the University of Hawaii football team suffered its first ever winless season. The following year, the first year under Coach June Jones, the Warriors went 9-4, marking the biggest turnaround in NCAA history. Coach Jones is with us today. I'm joined in studio with Pastor Norman Nakanishi as we recorded this interview with Coach Jones. As you're listening today, if you're tuning in right now, Coach is talking really from a heart-to-heart level. If you've ever heard him in person, you may have heard a few things about his upbringing, what makes him tick. But today, in this two-part special, Coach Jones is going to really unfold and allow us to see the things that go on in his mind and his heart and where they came from to be the kind of influential leader, a man who makes a difference in not just communities but in cities and influences lives across the country, particularly his heart for young people. So join us now. I'm here with Pastor Norman Nakanishi in this pre-recorded interview with Coach June Jones as you listen here on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And to get this program, you can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Here's Coach June Jones. Church of God in Christ. Yep, Kojic. Coach, so, you know, here we are. You're talking about a certain foundation that is laid there in your teenage years. Parents, gosh, you talk about John Brody. I remember having a football card of John Brody. But these foundations were laid as a way of God divinely setting some foundation stones within your own heart and in your own life. And as we move forward throughout your life and the growing level of influence that you've had, traveling from state to state, team to team, both as a player and as a coach, how did you see the Lord's working or impact in your life over the span of, you know, those years, or those few decades?
Well, I think once you accept Christ and you understand that every situation you're in, there's a reason for you being there. I think that I go back and, you know, Caesar now, I'm going to be 60 next week, and I look back at my life, I can see times that were, you know, struggles. I can see times that were, you know, good times. I can see times that, you know, you were in the middle. But I can see that God had me in all these places, and I'm blessed that I was lucky enough to be there. And I think of the instances of how God used me to change someone's life in those in every one of those cities, on every one of those teams. And I think that, you know, that is really the only reason that you play the game is, and, you know, we win, and, you know, it's fun to win, and it's all that stuff, but it really comes down to being able to touch those lives and be able to help those around you, your closest people, and what really a football team is like a church, it becomes a family. Mm-hmm. And so the ability to God to use me in the lives of the players and the coaches has been truly amazing, and only God could allow the miracles to happen. And I think that's what I've realized the older I've become, is that every time, every place, there's a reason, there's a season, and you have to trust God that you're there to spread His word and to spread His love, and that is really what life is about.
Coach, you know, you're considered a turnaround specialist. I mean, you're transforming football programs into winning bowl championship teams. What key things do you do to accomplish this?
Well, I think, the greatest, and this is, again, kind of, I think God has allowed me. We do things a little bit differently wherever I go, and they're basically Christian principles. So, you're not going to hear a football coach talk about love a whole lot, but we talk about love a lot in our locker room, and looking out and helping each other, being able to trust, the sacrifice, all the principles that Christ has taught me about a successful life is basically I have been able to get these principles across to our team probably faster and quicker, and that's why we have staff. My staff believes, you know, the same principles that I believe in, and positive reinforcement and loving the kids and helping them as you can to, from boys to becoming men. And that's kind of, I feel like when you focus on those principles and you focus on those godly things, it's amazing how the winds just show up. They just come. And I think that's one thing that I think all of our players that, and all the players that I've coached would say, that they feel the difference. And as soon as they walk in there, that there's a different love and there's a different feeling of family.
Whether it's in Hawaii, at the University of Hawaii, winning seasons, winning teams. Gosh, I remember the 12-0 season, the real renaissance of University of Hawaii football, and then playing there, for the big game. And then what you're doing there in Southern Methodist University. So people, whether they're in Dallas or in Honolulu, it's like a macrocosm. They see this gigantic impact because of the popularity of the sport and the way that it works itself out in all of our lives. It affects the society. We get happy when there are wins. But I think back, Coach, of how you've taken singular lives. It could be people of key positions, and they might not have had the quote-unquote perfect past from the standpoint of a recruit. And you've taken these players in, I could describe it, almost an unseemly scenario, and you've taken them and you give them a shot. You give them a second chance or a third chance. Where does that come from, to be able to see value in someone when other coaches, other teams, other programs will say, no. Well, we've got too much going on than to deal with that kind of stuff.
Well, God, I think God is, you know, in control of the decisions I make, number one. I think those kids, I have had a gut feeling on a lot of the kids that have been in, you know, some trouble. And my gut feeling is that they're good kids for various reasons. I'll just give you one. Pisa Tanoi Samoa, when we recruited him, he was in jail. And, you know, the reason I stuck with him was because of his mother. His mother drove 2 hours a day to get to Lompoc, where he was in prison, and then would drive 2 hours at night home and work in between. And she was a very godly woman. And she had told me that she had, you know, taken Pisa, and Pisa's a good boy, and he'd been to church with her. So I knew that Pisa had it inside of him to be a winner. And I really, you know, just trust my instincts that anybody that had a family with Ruta and Nessie as the mother, well, that kid was going to be okay. And I trusted myself and trusted God and a lot of those decisions. And, you know, some of them are not easy. I haven't been 100% on all of them, but even the kids that you don't know about that didn't make it in the NFL that I took the chances on, I think left us as a different people. Because of they learned the principles of love and sacrifice and trust, and that was more important than anything they did. And I feel God has, you know, just blessed me with the opportunity to put me in those positions to help certain kids, and I trusted them with those decisions.
We all need Coach Jones type of people in our lives, whether they are coaches or teachers. Sometimes they're friends. Maybe parents even, that or an uncle or an auntie who sees something in you. And they see it not when you're winning, not when you're succeeding, but when you're losing, when you're down, when you've lost your way, when you're in despair, when you're all alone, because not very many people want to hang around you when you're in that condition. It sort of brings them down too. But there's always this one person, that one person might come in the form of a coach and, you know, a person like I mentioned earlier. But, you know, these people that come, they are those whom God brings into our lives. And it's in a very real way how God touches us and then shows us that there is still hope, that there is still a way to take that bad, rough, tiring, difficult situation and turn it into something good. Doesn't that speak to you? It certainly speaks to me. I think we need that kind of reminder at this time in our lives. And I think the Lord has a purpose for us being together on this day when Coach June Jones joins me and Pastor Norman Nakanishi in our time. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to go deeper. In fact, Pastor Norman is going to ask Coach a question about what really makes him tick. How do you actually see these things in people, the good that could potentially come out when they're in a bad and tight spot? Wouldn't you like to have those kinds of eyes to see? I certainly would. Even as I'm listening, I'm thinking, who is it? First thing I think, I've let down a lot of people because I haven't been as faithful as the Lord has been to me. But then there's still hope for me too, and for you. If you've fallen short in your loyalty to stick with somebody, might even be a spouse or might even be a child, hey, there's still hope for all of us. When we come back, we'll hear more from Coach June Jones. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, how many football programs do you think? You know, football is a violent sport. Arguably one of the more, or some would even say the most violent sport. I mean, you've got people who are huge in size, muscular, going running extremely fast, and they're just colliding into each other. So much so that even the equipment that has developed in technology to the point where it has never been more protective than it is now, even that, it seems insufficient. People are still getting concussions. Every once in a while, somebody even dies there on the football field. It's a violent sport. Others might say, well, that's a gladiator sport. A modern day, 21st century gladiator sport. Of course, you need to come out with the helmets and shoulder pads. You just look at them. But how many gladiators or warriors or violent, loving people we hear about love in the locker room? How many coaches actually talk about, I might even just say they preach love as a way of developing principles and driving home the values into the hearts of the players to the point where those values eventually turn into winning teams? Well, Coach June Jones talks about that in this special two-part feature. This is part one of that two-part feature. I'm joined in studio with Pastor Norman Nakanishi. He's the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. And we're talking with Coach Jones via telephone, and we want you to be a part of our dialogue. And as you listen, there might be things that you might want to share and respond to. I want to let you know that you can communicate with us via Facebook and Twitter. Go ahead and send a note to me and just chime on in, Facebook or Twitter, or contact me, email me, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, to find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm Danny Yamashiro, Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Now, enjoy as we come back to this time with Coach June Jones.
Coach, what are you, maybe this is a repeat question in some ways because you're already answering it, but what are you most passionate about?
Interesting. My biggest passion I've had pretty much, I think, since I was, accepted Christ, that I wanted to help young kids that were maybe less fortunate. As a player with the Falcons, I can't tell you how many places I spoke, or prisons I spoke, and juvenile delinquents, high schools, grade schools, for kids that maybe didn't have the opportunity I had with two great parents and living, had a home, a nice house, and had the things that I didn't have to worry about eating every day. And so my passion has been pretty much, I don't know, and I think maybe it goes back to what you originally said about me attending that inner city church in high school. Most of my friends in high school were African American minorities that were from the inner city of Portland, Oregon. And so I have felt, even coming back to Hawaii, when I came back to Hawaii or when I go to Samoa, I feel like sometimes, you know, there's so many more or less fortunate in these areas, and I attach myself to that, just like I did in Atlanta when we started the inner city ministry, when I was a player with the Falcons, a young man, Danny Bugs, who's wide receiver for the Washington Redskins at the time, is still in the inner city of Atlanta with the ministry that we talked about and envisioned. And so when I got to Dallas, I kind of felt a little bit, you know, empty because, you know, we went in Hawaii, we brought so much of the state into the team that the university really became, I've told this story, but you know, when I took the job in 99, we had 19 Polynesian kids or local boys on the team. And when I left, we had 87 out of the 105 were Polynesian or from Hawaii. And, you know, that was the passion that I had because I look at it now. I didn't really realize it when I was doing it, but I think back now, that's the same reason that I am in Atlanta right now, and I'm involved and I'm more passionate about what I'm doing in the spring than I am, to be quite honest, anymore about anything, because I'm helping young kids in the inner city at a couple different communities doing some things that I think are going to change lives. And I think as a coach and as a human being, my passion, I think, as I look back at it, has always been helping the kids that maybe don't have the chance that I had when I was growing up. And I was fortunate that God blessed me to be in that Williams Temple Church of God in Christ when I was 14, 15 years old, and I learned and I really had a different want to with what I wanted to do with my life from that moment forward. And I think as I look back, I think that's how I became kind of the way I coach. It became what I do, and what is most meaningful to me is those relationships and being able to do some of those things that God has allowed me to feel.
Coach, that brings us to what you're now excited about in the inner city schools in Dallas. You know, you talked about this in our small group gathering, and you said, man, that's the real reason I'm starting to see why I'm in Dallas. Talk to us about that.
Well, I went for almost a year and a half, 2 years, and I was in at SMU, and you guys knew how hard it was for me to leave, but I knew that I had to go, and I didn't know why. I really didn't understand, but I knew that it was time for me to go. And so, as I was, I actually was coming back from Israel a couple of years ago, and I just said, you know, after I got on the plane coming home, that there's so much more. It's not just, I mean, we had just won the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl, and everybody's excited, first bowl in 25 years and all this. I said, well, this is not what it's supposed to be about. And I called my friend Danny Bugs. I went to the Black College Hall of Fame the next night. When I got off the plane from Israel, I flew to Atlanta, and Danny was sitting at my table. I said, Danny, can you come to Dallas and do what you've done here and what we started? I said, I've just been watching the city of Dallas, and there's so many problems, and so many, and there's no hope. And I said, you can't, you know, without hope, you can't do anything. I said, I think that I'm supposed to be, and so I'm supposed to be there in a school that's kind of thought of as an elitist school. It's not really, you know, SMU is not really adopted by the city of Dallas, and I said, I think God has brought me down to bring down those walls, those barriers, and I also think that because I'm Caucasian, that I can do some things that maybe if they'd hired an African American coach, he wouldn't have been able to do. And so we started the inner city ministry. I'm really excited about this event we're going to have on April 27th. We think we're going to have 10 to 15,000 students this year because the mayor has bought into what we're doing, the superintendent of schools, because really they basically you know, I mean, they've almost thrown their hands up. They don't know what to do anymore in some of these cities. And there is hope in some of the things we're doing in uniting the community, the churches, the nonprofits, the Boys and Girls Clubs. We're not telling them how to do this yet, but we want to help them come together and provide mentors for as many inner city kids as we can to change the culture at the school and do it also through our word and sharing Christ with them. And I think it's going to be one of the really most unbelievable events, and I think I can see it going from city to city, and over the next 3 to 4 years, I think it'll really change the culture of inner city Dallas.
You know, I'm June.
That's Coach June Jones talking, heart to heart with us about what really moves him, what motivates him. A heart for young people all throughout his life, actually. Him himself being influenced by people, by their example, and then him in turn being put in a place of authority, a place of influence, using that to impact the lives of young people. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, Coach June Jones, more with Coach June Jones and Pastor Norman Nakanishi. You know, they have a very unique relationship, a very deep friendship. And, you know, we have an opportunity to join in the conversation and to have you join in our conversation and to let you listen in as we share about these things. Coach June Jones, one of the rare men in our society today. In 2007, he takes a team to the Sugar Bowl, a team from Hawaii. And that is like a pinnacle of success for him. But he doesn't stop there. He keeps on serving. Those are lessons for us. Certainly, it motivates us, don't you think? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Coach June Jones.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hear me calling.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you talk about the apex, the pinnacle, being at the top. Well, that was 2007 here in Hawaii. Coach June Jones led the Hawaii Warriors to the national spotlight. Top 10 national ranking, a BCS bowl berth, and the school's first Heisman Trophy finalist. Hawaii finished the 2007 regular season undefeated, 12-0, and was the only team in the football bowl subdivision to earn that distinction. Along the way, the team shattered dozens of NCAA conference and school records as Coach June Jones became the third coach, just the third coach to lead a team to a BCS bowl from a conference without an automatic BCS birth. And we're here today with Coach June Jones. This is Danny Yamashiro, along with Pastor Norman Nakanishi of Grace Bible Church Pearlside. And we're featuring our interview with Coach June Jones, an interview by phone. And we want you to join in with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And to find out more about this show and other podcasts, free podcasts and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, here's more in our time with Coach June Jones.
You know, we've been friends. I've observed your life and your intuitive, almost prophetic sense of making radical, God-honoring decisions. It was illogical. It was illogical and emotional for you to leave Hawaii. It was almost astronomically absurd for you to turn down the San Diego Chargers to come coach an 0-18 football team. And then now you go to SMU, which, you know, let's face it, the death penalty. I mean, you have an ability to sense the Lord's direction for your life and career at critical times. And now a movie, they say, is going to be made about your life because of the fact it's beyond football. When have you clearly seen the Lord's direction for your life and career at other critical times?
Well, as you go through your life, you make a lot of good decisions. You make some bad decisions, and you know everybody has their moments or things that they're struggling. I have found that when I was younger, God always says when you're weak, you're strong, and when you're strong, you're weak. And I found as I grew through that, making some decisions that I made that were not Christ-like or were not in His plan, I continued to trust that was part of my life, and that was God would honor those, that as long as I continued to honor Him. And as hard as it was in some of those decisions, there's no question in my mind that God's had His hand on my life, because it's not me. It's me allowing God to do the things using me to love and to trust and to reach out to these kids. And I think when I was younger, when I had successes, you kind of think that it was you. And so you weren't mature enough to understand that it isn't. And so as I've gotten older, you become wiser, I think, and you become more mature in your faith. And so I'm just amazed how God has blessed me and put me in a situation that He wants me in. And, sometimes, I've made the wrong decisions, but at the same time, I found that during those difficult times, my faith was the strongest, and that I had to trust, and I had to love, and I had to allow. I had to allow myself to be humbled, to really know God, and you know, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but that's kind of what I see as I look through my life as I've gone through.
One of the unique things that we find in our lives today is that if you just stick to things and you just keep working at it and keep hammering away, you know, there are various facets of life in these different points and counterpoints of our existence where sometimes we don't even recognize that God is preparing us for something around the corner. Because things just seem to be humdrum, or we might even get bored. But you know, sometimes I think there is a certain element where boring or humdrum or even dull is good if we keep working at sharpening the skills that God has given to us. It's during those moments when there's not much applause, there's not much adulation, when the work is really being done. You might find yourself in one of those places. Now, Coach Jones, throughout his life, he didn't know that a movie was going to be made of him or that people were going to begin talking about it. In fact, he didn't even do it for those reasons. He just was moved by the passions of his heart. So I ask you today, what are the passions of your heart? What is it that moves you? You see, what's big for someone else may or may not be big to you. What may be big to you might be huge to someone else. Well, that's the personal thing about the way the Lord works in each of our lives. It's all so personal, so unique, and so dynamic. And I remind you today, along with Pastor Norman Nakanishi, that the Lord has a special love for you. A purpose for you. He looks at you, he sees you, he knows you, and he is doing a very unique work in your life. We're going to be back with part two of this special, and you'll hear things about a speaker who spoke in 2012 when SMU defeated Fresno, but a chapel speaker spoke and said something, some unique things that I know you're going to want to hear more. That will be heard in part two of this two-part special. And in the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Remember to listen in weekdays and online 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Send us comments of how this program has made a difference in your life. Psalm 107 verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Coach June Jones. Until next time, along with Pastor Norman Nakanishi and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.